Alleluia, 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 Alleluia. Remain in me as I remain in you, says the Lord. Whoever remains in me will bear much fruit. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, I am the true vine, and my Father is the wine grower. He takes away every branch in me that does not bear fruit, and every one that does, he prunes so that it bears more fruit. You are already pruned because of the word that I spoke to you. Remain in me as I remain in you. Just as a branch cannot bear fruit on its own unless it remains on the vine, so neither can you unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit, because without me you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me will be thrown out like a branch and withered. People will gather them and throw them into a fire, and they will be burned. If you remain in me, and my words remain in you, ask for whatever you want, and it will be done for you. By this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia. Alleluia. We are called to follow Jesus, but his way is more and more difficult. When he was preaching in Galilee, he was preparing the disciples that one day he will be suffered in Jerusalem. That's why when he said, I go to Jerusalem, the disciples said, Master, do not do that. Stay with us. Well, the will of the Father is that Jesus had to walk towards his goal, to suffer for humanity. Today we are called to follow Jesus. Our cross is not the way that Jesus died on the cross, but our cross is things that we do not like. Perhaps people hurt you. Perhaps what you're thinking to do, you cannot do it. Whatever make you suffer, it's a cross for us. But Jesus say, remain in me, I am in you. Then we have life. So important is that we have life, even we have cross. Jesus always staying with us. Tell Jesus that you love him. Tell Jesus you want to follow him. Tell Jesus to give you a helping hand, to love, to forgive. Learn the hard way. Important on a daily basis, say yes to the will of the Father. Ask Jesus to give us this special grace. Especially today, do whatever we do is to love wholeheartedly, open heart to forgive and forget what people hurting us. It's always been the first one to love and love them unconditionally and love them as we approach Christ and love Christ in each person. Because Jesus says once, whatever you do to the least, you are doing it to me.